I just want to show you guys something.
Then show we'll me something. Start.
Here's a list of all the damn Dollar Trees I visited.
Oh my god.
How many Dollar Trees is that?
54. And I could have missed one.
Shut up.
Wow. So you've been to 54 separate Dollar Trees.
Yep. Yes, I have.
I just can't. I cannot even.
I can't either. I can't.
I haven't been to a Dollar Tree in so long. And there's one just within like shouting distance of my house.
This episode may trigger me, but I'll keep it.
I have considered going to that Dollar Tree just to take a look. I'm like, I wonder if it's the one Dollar Tree like no Berenstain Bears collector has been to. And they're like, well, we're just sitting on all these Berenstain Bear books. Guess we'll throw them in the trash.
Probably. They're somewhere. Thanks for doing your part, Phil. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I don't get involved. I just silently observe. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and welcome back to originally recorded episodes after a month spent on old Berenstain Baby Bear board book bonanza that we all had, where I shared some old eps from Patreon. We are back. I'm back in the recording seat, and it is not only back to recording, it is the 7th anniversary of the show. I've been doing this show for 7 years, from humble beginnings to humble the present. The show is still going strong, I guess. But what better way to celebrate 7 years in the host seat than bringing back two of everyone's favorite guests to discuss everyone's favorite topic, obsessive Berenstain Bears collecting? Yeah. And I have brought these two on because I have been a disinterested observer in the saga that we are going to discuss today. That's right. We are not discussing a specific Berenstain Bears book. We are going to be discussing some Berenstain Bears merch that apparently has the whole nation in an uproar, from what I've been able to gather. It is a series of Berenstain Bears collectibles that are only available through your local Dollar Tree. I don't understand how any of this works. So to help explain the process, the heartache, the loss, the cutthroat nature of the Berenstain Bears Dollar Tree extravaganza, please welcome back to the show my favorite collectors and yours, Brad Mariska and Jeremy Gloff. Hello, guys. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Congratulations on 7 years.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And I'm curious, you say everyone's favorite guest, but do you have any metrics or download statistics to prove that our episodes are more popular, or are you just trying to flatter us?
Absolutely not. I have no idea who watches the show. All I have to go off is no one has ever specifically complained about you two. So
that's going to change after Dollar Tree watches this episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, is this episode going to be allowed to be released in the collector's group?
It might get one of those explicit warnings on it.
So I have been watching this thing unfold. I might be exaggerating it, but there seems to be a lot of high emotion that's gone into this. So would one of you care to explain the origins of the Dollar Tree saga?
March 9th. Our lives changed on March 9th. I was just sitting there scrolling through the darn group. That's the censored version.
The darn group.
This girl posted like these two cups. In fact, I pulled up the post. Her name is Tiffany. Well,
No full names now.
Oh, Tiffany.
Tiffany. Let's just say Tiff. Tiffany. Yeah, Tiff. Hi, Tiff.
Tiff.
Let's just say one name, Tiffany, the pop star from the late 80s.
Yep. Tiff's back. Okay. Tiff posted two cups, and she's like, look what I found at Dollar Tree. A nice memory from my childhood. I'm paraphrasing. March 9th. And so it began.
So what were these cups? Why was this a memory from her childhood?
She was actually a member of our group that we don't know personally, and but she joined the group because she's loves the Berenstain Bears, and she just was shopping at Dollar Tree one day and came across like Berenstain Bears branded items, which is huge because there has been no Berenstain Bears branded merchandise at all in the last, like, I'd say 15 years. They're still releasing books, but there were no sponsorship deals, there were no you know, IP deals with any other manufacturers outside of actual books,
except for there was the weird Hot Topic thing that happened.
Yeah, which is more just like print on demand. Those those shirts aren't even available in stores, but it is true. Starting about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, they did offer like up to 40 different designs that can be printed on any size t-shirt through the Hot Topic website.
Right, but so there is like Berenstain Bears, the Berenstain Bears business side has been sort of like maybe testing the waters of like, how far can this nostalgia go?
Now, let me interject that shortly a month before these cups came out, there was a pillow at Kohl's and then some sheet sets came out.
That's right. I forgot about, you're right. There's the Kohl's stuff, the pillow and the sheets, and Kohl's also, now that you mention this, okay, I take that back. There have been some licensing deals in recent years. They also re-released three special Kohl's editions of classic Berenstain Bears books, including a brother bear stuffy or stuffed animal about a year ago, as part of their Kohl's Cares program, which donates all of its proceeds to community organizations, which is actually a really, really great program.
Now, Jeremy just went and got the Kohl's pillow. Did you just sit on it? Oh, okay, I thought you put it in your seat and just sat down on it.
I did. But when this came out on the website, it came out on the website before it hit the stores, because I checked to see if they ever have any new books. And I thought it was unusual because we always, you know, there's stuffed animals and there's books, but having like a pillow that's actually in the stores now was a little bit different. But little did we know that it foreshadowed a different nightmare that was about to emerge a month later.
Now, the Kohl's pillow seems to have, it features classic illustration of the bears. That's an old, that's Stan and Jan style.
That's right.
Bears. It's just the four members, mama, papa, sister, brother. They appreciate each other.
It's a good day to have a good day.
It's a good day to die. That's what the Berenstain Bears say.
They don't say that at
all. It's a good day to die hard.
That's a good
So there were, so to go back a little bit, there have been, you know, humps and bumps, murmurings that the Berenstain Bears are maybe getting ready to do a big marketing push or something. And then these weird cups show up.
Which leads us down this rabbit hole and this 2-month-long saga of the disaster that is the Dollar Tree supply chain, or the lack of infrastructure in said Dollar Tree supply chain.
So Dollar Tree, for those who may not know, is a chain of stores that sells. Once upon a time, it was a dollar store. Nothing was over a dollar. Now, obviously, with, you know, the way money works, things have gone up in price. But it still, it sells items that are either, you know, made from manufacturers who sort of do kind of not, I hesitate to say knockoff items, but they do, you know, like lower price point items, or merchandise providers will sell a reduced cost version of their actual merchandise, usually with sometimes with a different label. But it's a store that people can shop at. You can buy all kinds of things at a dollar store for a much
for $1.25. It's $1.25 now.
Everything's $1.25 now.
Fantastic.
And it really is. I will admit, I'm a person who doesn't normally shop at Dollar Trees. And since I've shopped at a couple dozen for the past, you know, 6 weeks or so, I actually have, they've grown on me. Know I found a couple stores that are cleaner and more well stocked than others, but I found some great, I found myself just buying other things when I'm there looking for Berenstain Bears items.
I'll tell you, never go party supply shopping anywhere but a dollar store.
Right, exactly.
If you need streamers, man, you're going to get a lot of streamers for your dollar.
Yep.
So this thing shows up. What's your next course of action? What are these bear cups?
So the next course of action was to go onto the website. Okay. And originally, just these two cups were on the website. And we're like, we have to have them now. But the only way you can order them off the website is to buy like a case of 30. So Brad,
did you buy a case of 30?
I did, but here's the deal. You got six Berenstain. It was like, you got six cups of five different properties licensed by PBS Kids.
Okay.
So I got like five Eleanor cups, and I got five Arthur cups, and I got, no, six. Six times five. Six Eleanor cups, six Berenstain Bears cups. And I was like, this is stupid. This is a ripoff. But it's the only way that you could order off their website, which also we found out is the only way that products get to each individual stores, and which is why most employees and even managers have no idea not only that what is currently on their shelves, but even what is going to be arriving, because they just get this box full of stuff, and it's just a mishmash of different things.
Right, because Dollar Tree is not a business that is set up with the collector in mind.
No.
So we're on the website looking at the cups. I got disgruntled pretty early in the thing. I'm like, they're all going to be in the stores in 2 months, which they were. Basically. But then the bowl showed up on the website.
So describe this bowl.
Brad, go ahead.
It's just a really cheap plastic children's bowl with like a built-in straw.
Okay.
So that when you get done eating,
don't sleep on the straw. That's what I want to know about.
Right, because when you get done eating your cereal, you don't have to pick up the bowl to like drink the milk out of the bottom and spill it all over. You can just like suck up. So the straw like goes into the side of the bowl and then out the bottom. So like it's genius. I've never seen a bowl like this.
Me neither.
I don't have kids.
Eats the broth from soup first. This bowl is a game changer.
How do you not have a bowl, Phil?
I do not have this bowl.
This bowl.
I'm eating the Dollar Tree down the street from your house.
Phil, I have an extra one. I'll send it to you.
Daddy's soup bowl. That's what it's going to be called in my house.
Yep.
Don't touch Daddy's soup bowl. Broth first.
Wow.
So this bowl also, it has a Berenstain Bears logo on the inside of it.
Yep. Yes. And you can buy a case of them on the website. But again, you're going to get like four or five different bowls.
Arthur and
Eleanor.
Right. So I was going to say, so this is specifically PBS Kids Berenstain Bears.
Which is hilarious because like they stopped making new PBS Kids Berenstain Bears episodes almost like 18 years ago.
But what are the other properties? So you said Arthur.
Yep. Arthur. There's four of them.
Eleanor? What?
Yep. Eleanor.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know. It's a show that's on PBS Kids, apparently.
Okay. And what's the other one?
Some girl. Like I'm looking.
Franklin or something? I don't know what's on PBS Kids anymore.
I don't either.
But you said you got them all. I'm looking it up. So what are they?
Oh, well, they're in my garage. I haven't looked at them.
I'm
going to wait a year and then sell them on eBay for big money.
So it's interesting that they're like Berenstain Bear. Like this is a show that's been off the air for over 15 years.
Yep.
I wonder if they're like going after nostalgia or they're going after like parents just because the people who watch the show as kids have kids now.
Right.
So I remember talking. I remember talking with Eleanor Farley about this. A while back
it's not spelled the same, by the way.
No, a different different character, not the PBS Kids character. About the fact that the kids who grew up on the Berenstain Bears on PBS are now adults, and it's now time to market to them. So, but it's interesting because I don't think any parent at Dollar Tree is going to be buying this for themselves. They're going to be buying this for their kid.
You'd be surprised looking at a group.
Well, in the group, of course. So. These two cups show up. Are these cups you've ever seen in your life, by the way?
No.
Okay. No. So this is an entirely new thing.
Cups. One has a sippy straw.
Okay.
And the other has a pop lid, like a little water bottle, but you can take the bottom off and put your snacks in it.
But what I discovered at Dollar Tree is that they were already making these types of cups or bottles, and then they just applied the Berenstain Bears logo to them. Because in fact, when I started shopping for these back in March, I found those cups, but just like the plain version of them.
Yeah.
And then finally they started adding the Berenstain Bears branding to them.
Well, clearly so, they're not going to invent something new.
Well, they should have.
For Dollar Tree. And these things cost right. at the store $1.25.
$1.25 yep. each. Yep.
Yeah. Which is a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. Like yeah. for us as collectors who are used to spending $20, $30, even $50 or $60 per item, I was like, I can walk into a Dollar Tree and get a brand new Berenstain Bears items that's new and unique to my collection for $1.25. I think that's part of what fueled the
hysteria.
The hysteria, because it's so accessible that like there's people in our group who can't afford to go buy the $100 version of Papa's Pizza, but they can go get the coloring book that's at Dollar Tree.
Right. So we start off with cookware, with kitchenware. The next thing that showed up was puzzles.
Yep. So there's four different puzzles, and those didn't get into the store until last week. But then on the group, someone went to a store and then just found these coloring books, and they didn't even go on the website till about a week ago. So the problem with this whole thing is what's on the website doesn't match what's in the stores, because sometimes there'll be things on the website that are never in the stores, and sometimes things are in the store that aren't on the website.
And they spelled whoever entered these on the website. Was it the coloring books or the puzzles are spelled wrong? Berenstain.
Oh, goodness.
So you have to spell the name completely wrong for them to even show up on the website.
I mean, I guess just go to the website and type in bears. How many things are going to show up?
Well, but like with the original cups and bowls, you couldn't, because it only showed up if you searched for PBS Kids.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So now we're getting into something good, because are the puzzles a new product, or have these puzzles existed in the past?
They're new.
Okay, so this is entirely a new pictures that have never been puzzled before.
Well, never been puzzled before, but they're familiar pictures. Like one is from Messy Room, one is from Too Much Junk Food, and then the other two are just pictures of the bear family. Though in the ones that are of the bear family, both the 24 and the 48 piece, they do include honey. Yeah. So these are like newer Mike illustrations of the bear family.
Right.
And these illustrations are from all over, like the timeline.
Oh, yeah. All over.
Like
Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it just seems like they just handed them a stack of available art that was just like, just use this, and this.
Which I'm going to go off on here in a few minutes when we get to the actual coloring books.
Okay. Now, what were you saying, Jeremy?
Now, in the midst of all this, in the early years of this saga, for some reason, we were writing back and forth with Eleanor, and in the email, she had mentioned like, hey, we don't always get copies of the new books that are coming out because of COVID. I'm paraphrasing, but she did say that they had recently signed up a licensing deal with Dollar Tree, and she wasn't sure what the merchandise was yet. And I was like, well, I know what it is, because I just drove around to 12 stores looking for it that week. That was like in the early days of the Dollar Tree saga.
Yeah.
That was only 12 a day back then.
Yeah.
you're like the chain smoker who used to only smoke a pack a day.
Well, that's fascinating. And it is interesting that like at some point in the licensing, it's like, well, we're not expecting them to send us every plastic cup that comes along. Like the fact that you guys have things that probably aren't even hitting the Berenstain studio at this point, because why do they need a bunch of $1.25 water bottles taking up space in the basement?
You don't see Mike drinking the milk out of the cereal bowl?
I want a picture of that. Eleanor, if you listen to this episode, I want a photo of Mike Berenstain drinking milk out of the Berenstain Bear cereal bowl. Or whatever he puts in his cereal. Scotch, I don't know.
What have you, yes. Oat milk.
As an oat milk drinker myself, I can sympathize. So these puzzles come out, and so at what point, what is happening now in the collectors group? Because the group starts going nuts pretty quickly.
I think a couple things happen. Now, first of all, we already mentioned the fact that the items are relatively inexpensive, but also I guess I never realized like Dollar Trees are everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have six or eight Dollar Trees within you know, 20 minutes of my house. Mm-hmm. And, and they're, and that's all right. And Jeremy,
we don't
like,
live in Florida, Jeremy.
Right. But it's a nationwide chain. And, everyone was like, well, I'm going to go look at my local Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And also, I think part of it is the fact that there haven't been a lot of new Berenstain Bears puzzles or activity books in a long time. So it just, it was something a little bit different. And it sort of like got people to like sort of scratch that itch a little bit. And yeah, people just, everyone was like, how can I get the books? I can't find the books. And there was this mystery to it.
Yeah.
Because you'd go to your Dollar Tree and you couldn't find them. And then you got ticked off.
Yeah, but Dollar Tree had almost every other character available.
Oh, yeah, like the Arthur ones were everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, but as you said, that's couldn't be a supply issue because it seems like they came in equal amounts in every shipment.
Well, there was a puzzle that was just Arthur and Eleanor. So there was a different box that just had those two.
Okay.
And those shipped out before the more recent ones that just hit the stores a couple weeks ago. But I don't want to jump too far ahead in the saga.
Right. I started suspecting, I was like, is there a rival collectors group going out and hitting Dollar Trees before this collectors group? Because it started seeming very suspicious that no one was finding Berenstain Bears merch. But it was interesting because I think in the past, the collectors group has been very eBay focused, very online, eBay, Mercari focused. And this was the first time I'd ever seen just everyone hopping in their cars and heading out into their neighborhoods.
The closest that ever came to that was like if a Costco exclusive book came out.
Yeah.
But that was nothing like what was about to partake.
So the puzzles hit. When do the coloring books come into play?
Now, this is where it got a little level of crazy for me.
Okay.
Because when the books ship to the store, it comes with a box that's a display box that the coloring books come in. So not only did I have to find the books, but I was determined to find the box.
Yes.
Also. So whoever this first person was had found the box and had all four books. But in her picture, Brad, she only had the Bear Country out front.
Oh, okay. So I guess I didn't look that closely. Right. I thought the first person who found them just found one. And I had the picture of, and I loved it because, of course, this is a reissue of a cover from 1983.
Yeah.
Book of the same title, Bear Country Coloring Fun, even though, as we will talk about here shortly, the interior contents are not the same.
I was going to say, so this coloring book, Bear Country Coloring Fun, it looks like a throwback. It looks like, except for the fact that it has like shiny, like metallic lettering on the cover, it looks like a coloring book I would have picked up at Gerland's in 1983. It looks like an old coloring book.
Now, before we move on, let me add, I'm sorry I keep jumping in, but I'm just hot. I'm heated up. So whoever this was, I can't remember her name, and no disrespect, but she's like, I found this box, I found these books, but I don't have any extras to sell, and that's that. So I'm just like, oh, I know she didn't get that box without getting some extra books. So then I emailed her on the side, I'm like, would love to buy your box from you. She's like, nope, I'm keeping the box. So
things start taking an ugly turn for Jeremy. And so how many of these coloring books originally appeared?
It took weeks for the second set to show up, right, Brad?
Yeah, there's four books total in this collection or series, but I would say it wasn't until the beginning of May or the very end of April when they really started to show up in most stores.
And I am going to backtrack because there's a piece of the story I forgot.
Okay.
Because the only person that had the cup so far was Brad, who ordered the case. No one besides the original Tiff had found them in the stores, but this person had posted it on Instagram, and they just happened to be in Tampa.
Okay.
So
They were in Tampa. Yeah.
I got off my lunch break and drove. It was in Brandon. So that's actually a half hour away from my office. So I drove down. I'm going to be honest. There was like four cups there. I'm like, I'm not dealing with shipping these to everyone else. So I just bought one for myself. I'm so sorry, everybody else.
Oh my gosh. I never knew that.
The plot thickens.
So
he just accused another collector of being selfish and then he turned around.
I thought he was going to say he just bought all four of them and didn't tell anyone.
And kept it. He's got them all. He's hoarding.
He's sipping out of four straws. He's like, deal with it.
So then that's when the Dollar Tree fever really started for me because I'm like, if there's one in Tampa, that means the other cup in the bowl have to be somewhere.
Right.
So I literally drove all over that day, like probably like almost 100 miles, and no other store. That was the only one I kept going for the week. And let me just say, I was the first one to find the bowl in the Plant City store. So I took a picture and I bought every bowl that was in the store and then shipped them out to the group because I felt guilty about hoarding the cup. But I knew Brad had cups to sell. That's why I didn't too bad.
Yep.
So at what point do you start contacting store managers? What time do you start dealing with employees?
I never did.
I didn't either. A few other people in our group did.
Okay.
And listen, most Dollar Tree store employees are very nice people, but they don't know anything about inventory, right? They run the register, they open the boxes, and even some of the people in our group were saying, I spoke to the manager, and even the manager doesn't know. The manager has a little bit of control over like what types of items they order or what types of items arrive each week, but they don't get down to the specifics, and they wouldn't have even known. They're like, it would be labeled as, would you like these PBS Kids items? It wouldn't even necessarily have said Berenstain Bears anywhere on them.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a collector, don't think you can harass your way into getting items at a Dollar Tree, because these employees aren't getting paid enough to deal with that.
That's right. And some people even contacted like national customer support for Dollar Tree, and they were equally clueless. Like, it's just not something that Dollar Tree does. They don't track individual items, because it's just like, it's mass produced. Mm-hmm. It gets shipped in a big box from China, sent out to stores.
Yeah. So.
Now, let me add to this, though. The problem came is that there were certain store managers that overextended their knowledge and tried to make it seem like they had this insider information. So people in the group were like, oh, I talked to a manager and they said that this is a closeout item, or these are not coming to this region, or this coloring book's going out of print. And none of the manager's information turned out to be correct. So that's why when people are like, oh, I talked to the manager, like, talk to the hand.
Now, from being friends with many action figure collectors and being part of that world as well, and not that I've ever been an action figure collector, but I know a lot of people who are, one of the tactics they would use is getting to a store as the shipment arrived and seeing if they could have first crack at the boxes, like seeing if they could get their hands on something before it hit the shelves.
Didn't you do that? Didn't you open some boxes at one of the stores?
I did talk to a couple employees. They don't even know when their truck's coming. And I think some things get off the truck and stay in the stock room for weeks, too, because they have whole stock rooms of just boxes back there that they haven't brought out yet.
So what's the next part of the story?
Well, I found the bowls, then sent them out to everybody. So there came a point where all of us had the bowl and the two cups.
Yes.
Like the core group. And I know it seems like I'm being a little snarky. I love everyone in the group. I'm just fired up about Dollar Tree. But then our friend Gypsy was the first person to find the puzzles in person in Missouri, right?
Correct, Missouri.
So she bought them all and, bless her heart, shipped them to all like the core group. So at that, well, I'll just say, like, I made a list and I showed Brad and Phil. I've been to 54 Dollar Trees since March, 54, some multiple times. I took a week of PTO for my job and I spent like so much of that PTO going to Dollar Trees. I've spent hundreds of dollars on gas.
A week.
So many miles on my car. So it's like, if someone finds these puzzles, I will pay $100 because my time is worth that to me at this point. Like the way the price of gas is. Okay, I'm done.
I also like how Jeremy posted in the group. He's like, I'm done. I'm not going to any more Dollar Trees. And then like 2 days later, he posted that he was like at Dollar Tree again.
Yes.
He's an addict. He's an addict.
I was addicted to Dollar Trees.
Yeah.
My favorite Dollar Tree is the one that is in a strip mall right next to a Sri Lankan restaurant. And I'm in there and I'm just like, this is the greatest smelling Dollar Tree ever. And I was like, I suddenly just want to eat like curry dishes like the rest of the week.
Now, it's interesting that there is no quality control between Dollar Trees, because one can be really organized and really upkept nice. Mm-hmm. Then the next one is just trash everywhere. So you get to know like the bougie Dollar Trees, as opposed to like the really unkempt ones.
Now, are Dollar Trees franchises?
I think they're corporate. I think they're all corporate run.
Okay.
I think just some of them have better managers than others. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you, like the one that I go to most frequently that's closest to my house is actually one of the largest Dollar Trees.
Okay.
But it's one of those that Jeremy just described. It's always just dirty and unorganized, and it's like overshopped. Like there's empty shelves.
Yeah.
And there's other ones that are just like much smaller, but they're very neat and organized. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of quality quality control.
I dare you to complain. I dare you to find an employee and complain.
So, speaking of complaining, about a week ago, I did my last round. My vacation was 2 weeks ago. So last week I hit about another 30 stores.
Oh.
And they had gotten a bunch of coloring books in, which are all in these unopened boxes. Okay. So I was just like moving around and this lady screamed all the way down the aisle, "Don't touch those boxes." And I'm not being a drama queen here. This is literal.
Yeah.
Like, she yelled at me, "Don't touch those boxes. I'll be back there to help you."
Wait, did you touch the box? Had you been touching the boxes?
Yeah, I was just moving them to see like the label on the side.
Oh, I see.
So then she came over. I said, "First of all, you didn't have to embarrass me in front of the whole store." And she said, "I'm so sorry. Their air conditioning was broken." I said, "Mama, we all have hard days sometimes." I stood there and made her look at every box. None of them are the coloring books. So then another day later in this tour, I was down in Bradenton, Florida, and there's a whole huge stack of boxes. And I asked the store manager, like, I looked through them. She's like, "Oh, please do."
Yes.
So even the store managers aren't consistent in their handling right. of unopened boxes.
Now, I wonder if this store manager had had experience with perhaps people who were not just looking for Berenstain Bears books, disorganizing her store's boxes. Or maybe
those Arthur fans. It's the Arthur fans.
It's the Arthur. They're all angry at their show being canceled. So, Brad, how many Dollar Tree managers did you harass?
I didn't harass any. But I have become well acquainted with about the 10 or 12 Dollar Trees most closely located to me. Nothing like the 54 that Jeremy has gone to. But I will say that as of a week ago, I haven't gone out yet this weekend. But as of a week ago, none of the puzzles or coloring books have showed up in Minnesota, at least at the Dollar Trees that I've shopped at. The cups and bowls are definitely here, but as of a week ago, still no coloring books or puzzles. So I'm lucky I have them all because of people like Gypsy who sent them to me. But I'm still waiting to find them in the wild. And that's kind of exciting too. I will say that even though I have everything, I'm going to keep looking because I can't wait to come across the coloring books or like the box that they're in person in a Dollar Tree.
I was like, you want the box, don't you?
Yeah. And actually I found somebody in the group that has an extra one that mailed it to me. It hasn't arrived yet, but I do have a box coming.
Was it the one that was ripped?
I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
I was having this conversation with Alana earlier today because we were discussing collecting by hunting versus collecting by finding online for sale. There's like a different psychology behind that. Like there is a satisfaction of just coming across something at a store or a yard sale or an antique shop, as opposed to just finding the listing and nabbing it online. Like those are, to me, it's almost worth having one that you found in the wild and one that you found for sale online.
Absolutely. Like when I found that first, I did find like one of the, I think the straw cups I found, those are the ones I ordered by the case, but the first time I found the squeezy one with the little snack container on the bottom, that one I found in the wild, and like, I'll never forget that, like, that was so satisfying, but also, same corollary, because I've always been more of just like an internet sleuth, but I was at my local Goodwill the other day, and I usually don't find any good Berenstain Bears books there. And I found, somebody must have donated a bunch, I found three or four like really old school, fairly rare Berenstain Bears books that like you would never find. And they're like, they were like first printings, first editions. I mean, they were just old paperbacks, but like super rare, right? And so I wanted to like stand up in the middle of that Goodwill and like jump up and down and be like, "Look what I just found." You know, it's like, it's so different than like just something coming in the mail.
Yeah.
And I do respect that about the collectors who are very pure in that sense. They're like, I know our fellow collector friend Harrison for many years was that way. He was like, "I want to try and find it in person before I order it online." And I really admire that. It's pretty cool. The psychology, you're right, is completely different.
And Harrison found some of the two cups the same day I found the bowl. So I think he was instrumental in helping people get them too. And then there were other people. I do have to say for Berenstain Bears, I think everyone did read their books because everyone's been very sharing and kind with their findings, except for me with the first cup. So yes.
Well,
I came clean.
You know, You can't have a Berenstain Bears. You can't learn a lesson in a Berenstain Bears book if someone doesn't act a certain way first.
That's why when the Bulls came along, I did better.
So as far as we know, it is the cups, the bowl, the puzzles, and the coloring books. How many different coloring books?
Four.
And what is inside these coloring books?
I'm glad you asked, Bill, because this is another just epic, like, cluster. Because when you look at a, like, let's take the one that we've already discussed, the Bear Country Coloring Fun, which not only has the same cover, but the same title as the 1983 Happy House Bear Country Coloring Fun, you start flipping through it and you're like, oh wow, this is literally just Bear Country Coloring Fun. It's a reprint. But then you get halfway through and all of a sudden there's all of these other coloring book pages that came from some other book, which I have since discovered is primarily, but not entirely, On Vacation.
Oh wow.
So Bear Country Coloring Fun is basically more or less a mashup of these two 1983 Happy House vintage coloring books. But what's to add to the confusion, those two books both came out in 1983. And if you look at the copyright page of all of these new ones from Dollar Tree, they both say 2021, even though they didn't actually come out till 2022. But right. Then right below it, it says copyright 1980. So they're saying that all of the illustrations inside are actually from 1980, but there weren't even any coloring books that came out in 1980, 81, or 82. So all of these illustrations had obviously been created in 1980. They were put into coloring books in 1983. And what's interesting is those books were all copyright 1983, but to the source material that's used in these books, they mark as copyright 1980, but wait, there's more, because this springtime coloring book.
Oh yeah.
When you open it up, is this illustration of the Bears, the brother and sister hiking, which is actually the cover from the Golden Paint with Water book from 1992, 10 years later, and another publisher, and a whole bunch of the coloring pages that are inside this one are actually from the Golden Paint with Water books from the 90s. So it's just, it's a hot mess. These are definitely, but it further makes these books more collectible. They are their own entity. They are their own separate, it's not just a reprint of another book.
Brad, I have two questions for you. Isn't that springtime cover though from something from the mid 90s, like a whole different company?
Yeah, I was trying to place this because
four that came out, like the Merry Merry Christmas, like all those ones that the Halloween Fun never came out, but it's from that series.
Hang on one second. They're right here.
Well, this is interesting because, you know, Mike always talks about, like, they have artwork that they've just been sitting on for so long that they are trying to find new uses for. And I'm wondering if this is part of that push.
Berenstain's must have retained or gotten back all of the rights to all of their coloring pages. So now they're just like dumping them into these new coloring books.
And didn't the Bear Country get republished by Dalmatian in like 2011 with the cover also?
That's correct. And I realized in looking over my bibliography this week that I do not clearly indicate that those Dalmatian books that came out in 2011 or 12 or whatever it was were reprints of previous coloring books. I need to make that more clear in my bibliography that they were unique, but they were all previously published material.
And some of those were a hot mess, just like the Dollar Tree ones, if I remember.
And very cheaply made. I would argue that the Dollar Tree ones here are actually fairly well made. Like Phil already mentioned, not only the nice glossy cover, but like the imprint on the Bear Country Coloring Fun one is like got like glitter in it. It's like reflective and shiny.
Yeah.
They're nice looking books.
And the coloring pages are crayon friendly, you assume?
They are. They're like the traditional older, not like those glossy pages. Yeah. I mean they're fairly thin. But it looks and smells like a coloring book.
And because they are, I mean, you said they're a hot mess, but They do, as Mike has been attempting to do, they do allow new purchasers to obtain artwork that has been unavailable in print for decades.
Yep.
They're allowing the Berenstain family to get old artwork back out there that has just been sitting in the archives for however long. And they are unique books now. They are a mashup, a remix of past Berenstain Bears Activity Fun.
Yep, there's Mama Bear. Yep. And it'll be interesting to see how these retain. Like in 5 years, are these going to be all over eBay or really rare? I really have no idea, because I feel like they're going to be all over Dollar Tree. And, you know, I don't know what their collector's value will be.
Yeah. Is this something that Dollar Tree will just keep selling for a while? Like, I don't know how, like, I know that, like, there are toys they sell that some people are like, these things have been around at Dollar Tree now for 10 years. But right. Yeah, is this just going to keep being sold in perpetuity? Who knows?
And something like when the managers are saying like, oh, this is go out of print. I'm like, Dollar Tree's not going to make a licensing agreement with the Berenstain Incorporated and not milk it and get their money back. You know what I mean? So they're going to definitely at least print these for a while, and they're not going to show up just in two stores. They're going to be out there, in my opinion.
So what are your where does this saga stand now?
Well, now we're curious as to whether there might be other items coming, because some other members of our group have pointed out that there are other PBS Kids branded items now in Dollar Trees. So they're like, what if some other items show up? So we got to keep our eye out for that and maybe check back with Eleanor, mm-hmm. And Mike to see if there's anything else coming. But yeah, I did want to also mention, speaking of just, and when I say hot mess, it's not a hot, like, I love these.
We love
like,
them.
The Busy Bears one is actually an activity book, not just a coloring book. And what it is, it's actually got almost all of the activities that were in the original Mama Bears and Papa Bears coloring and activity books.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
From 83 or 80, these might have actually come out in 84. But this is a pretty thick book. There's lots of stuff in here, lots of great activities. And they just changed the title to Busy Bears from a Mama Bears and Papa Bears, but it uses the Mama Bear cover. So it's a really nice little collection of coloring books.
Yeah, it seems that they started off with fairly generic branded items, cups and bowls that you could slap any sticker on and that makes it that. Then they moved up to puzzles, which is slightly more unique. It's still just a pre-existing image and anyone can stamp out a puzzle. And then it's rounded itself off with some pretty engaging color and activity books that are actually going to be fun for a kid to have or whoever to have and right. Supply like a good amount of entertainment to them, particularly as if you know me, you know that as a child, mm-hmm. I did not enjoy a coloring book, but I did enjoy an activity book. That was my, that was entertainment's bread and butter right there. A maze, a word search, a connect to the dot. And I was happy for hours.
And it's got all of those.
Now, Phil, I will say that I don't have on its way to me right now is a box that has the box and the four books. So I don't have the books or the box yet, but they're on their way. And next week, I will have had everything from the Dollar Tree saga. And so will Brad when his box gets there.
Yeah, the only thing I'm missing now that we know to exist is the actual box that the books came in.
So I have two more things to add. If someone has a map in front of them, I went as far north as Dade City, as far south as Sarasota, as far west as Newport Richie, and as far east as Lakeland, Florida. So that if you look at that map, it's a whole big circle.
Nice.
And I'm going to give everyone the status report on every item of where it stands right now.
Okay.
So the cup with the snack thing is out of stock on the websites, but in many stores right now. And Brad, would you concur?
Yes, I'd say that item is in every store that I've gone to in recently.
Yep, right.
The cup with the straw was taken off the website weeks ago, actually, and it's starting to disappear from the stores. So I think that one's going to be the first one to kind of segue out.
It's probably like lead tainted.
Yeah, probably. I agree. I only saw that one in a couple stores. That one is definitely not as prevalent as the squeezy one with the snack container.
The bowls are everywhere right now.
Bowls are everywhere.
The puzzles have arrived in Florida as of 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And the coloring books are showing up everywhere. But unlike Brad, my wild days are over. So I am not going back out into the wild. Like, once I get this box, I'm not stopping. I'm never going to a Dollar Tree again.
And I'll probably get a text in an hour saying that he's at a Dollar
Tree.
I don't believe anything that he says.
I'm serious, because yesterday I was planning. I went down hiking about an hour south, and I was on the way home. I was going to hit them all looking for the coloring book, and I was happy as a clam, just passing every exit, not getting off of it. I'm like, not getting off the exit, just listen to music, driving straight home.
You've done the work, and you now have them coming to you. So, yeah, yes. I understand where you're at, and I think that's totally acceptable.
I understand this is Jeremy's way of secretly saying he's been banned from all Dollar Tree. Yeah,
his picture is up at the door.
No, I don't go to Dollar Trees anymore. And they're like, that's guy.
I did feel, because, going in and out of 54 Dollar Trees multiple times, like, who's this guy that keeps walking in and then walking out without anything?
I was, because some of the cashiers were starting to get to know me really well, because they're like, that's the third time you've been here this week and not bought anything. I'm sure they think I'm casing the joint.
Right. This upstanding citizen, this man who's had his name in the paper, he comes and he robs Dollar Trees. No, I think it's fascinating that this. Heretofore, just sort of this store, this chain that has existed a bit off the map, collectors-wise, Berenstain Bears-wise, hasn't had any real reason to draw anyone's attention to itself. Now is the central focus of a very specific group of collectors from Facebook and beyond, and that it has now earned its place forever in Berenstain Bears history.
And depending on where my psychology was for the day, like, I would go into a Dollar Tree and be like, oh, like, Dollar Tree attracts middle America. How charming. I'd be like, ugh, Dollar Tree attracts middle America. Ugh, I just want to get home.
That I did appreciate. There's quite the cross section of people at Dollar Trees. It's a very diverse group. And I found that kind of refreshing, because it's a place that anyone and everyone can go, and I enjoyed it. I definitely have enjoyed shopping at Dollar Tree, and I will continue to shop at Dollar Tree. In fact, I've got a bunch of items in my bathroom now. I was like, oh wow, like, shampoo and soap is really cheap at Dollar Tree. I'm gonna stock up. Yep.
I will say I am going through a little bit of Dollar Tree withdrawal, and I will also say that they have some real fun characters working there. Like, in my course, I've got to witness, like, there was a heated debate between the cashiers of who would eat at Arby's and who wouldn't. Like, they were just really living their best life working at Dollar Tree.
I have to admit that there's a part of me that misses working retail, simply because I miss the conversations that I would have with my coworkers about anything and everything, however inappropriate, right in front of the customers. Did once have a customer storm out of the bookstore where I worked, yelling because one of my coworkers would not stop talking about her toileting issues, her gastrointestinal problems, loudly and to all who within earshot. I do miss those.
I would have marched out myself too. I would have been irate.
And she gave this look like, "What was that guy's problem?"
Oh!
Well, on that note, Brad, Jeremy, where, besides perhaps Dollar Tree, can our listeners find the two of you?
I will be at a meeting of DTA, Dollar Tree Anonymous, to fight my addiction to Dollar Tree stores. But I'm also on Facebook and jeremygloff.com.
Oh, and you have a podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We take albums and discuss them track by track. We're doing Joni Mitchell, Prince, and we finished the Madonna series.
And it's called?
Phonogenics 101.
There you go. And how about you, Brad?
I have a podcast that has been on hiatus for the past year and a half called Band in Minnesota, which is of interest only to band directors in Minnesota. So anybody who is watching or listening to this podcast is probably more interested in checking out my website, BerensteinBearsCollectors.com, or come join us in the Berenstain Bears Collectors and Fans group on Facebook. Even if you don't have a big collection yourself, if you're just a big fan, we geek out about the Berenstain Bears Every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yes, every day. Sometimes multiple times a day.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you're looking for me, I have, of course, this show, which you're listening to. I have my podcast, Pizza Toast, which is currently on hiatus, but we'll be back at some point. And my podcast, It's Del Toro Time, that is back up and running. We just covered Pink Floyd, The Wall on it. If you want to hear a man and his daughter talk about a movie they have no business discussing, but going off on many a tangent, listen to that. Otherwise, my big question for you two is, should I hit up my local Dollar Tree this afternoon?
Should Please I go? Do. Just go check it out. See if the box is there. You never
Everyone's
know.
Doing it. Go do it. Do it.
Should I go in and say, there's these two men who told me to come here and look for Berenstain Bears stuff. Do you have it?
No, what I want you to do is ask the manager, like, do you know when these items will be in? And see, like, see the wild tale that they weave for you.
But Phil, they've got aisles and aisles of 4th of July decorations, and I know you're getting excited for Independence Day, so...
I think you mean aisles of smiles, because that's what I'm
their front aisle is tiki stuff right now in Florida.
And I bet it's not tiki stuff in Minnesota.
No.
They are making some of the PBS kids end caps. There's a couple in Tampa.
Which was a good tip. I think somebody in our group said that. They were like, make sure to check the end caps. They might not be in like the book section or the toys section. Yep.
Well, you sold me. I am going to go to Dollar Tree today just to see what they have in store.
Let's go.
I'm going to come back with everything. Like, wow, look. Whoa, no one's ever been to this Dollar Tree. No Berenstain Bears fans in South Minneapolis.
Every time I filled up my gas tank, it was $35. I got more mad every time.
Well, on that note, on Jeremy Gloff getting mad, madder and madder in his pursuit of Berenstain Bears, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you all next time.
Deep in Dollar Tree.
In case you were interested, I did swing by Dollar Tree that day. I was on my way to Target, and there's a Dollar Tree right next to it. Popped in, and they had all four puzzles, which I picked up for $5, and I couldn't find anything else. They certainly didn't have the coloring books, but they may have had the cups and the cereal bowl, but I had no idea where to look at that Dollar Tree. I will say, however, that Dollar Tree was packed. There were quite a few people in there. Felt a little self-conscious staggering around looking for Berenstain Bears items. So that was my Dollar Tree adventure. Will I repeat it? I don't know. Probably not. Goodbye.